Hello and welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, Senior Technical Evangelist for Microsoft. And so living here in Florida, I spent some time recently at Speed Weeks in Daytona watching the Can-Am Duel, the truck race, the Xfinity, the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. And I tell you, what a great sport and great times. And being raised in Spokane, Washington, I was walking around the Windows 10 in the Hendrix Motorsports booth, checking out my favorite driver, number 5, Casey Kane. You know,
Yeah,
from Needham-Claw, Washington. And I thought, NASCAR and Microsoft Technologies, what a great topic for IT Time TechNet Radio. So I'm happy to bring you a special guest on the show, Mike Downey, a principal evangelist for sports partnerships that works with NASCAR and Hendrix Motorsports. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Blaine?
Good, good. How you doing? A long entry there to IT Time TechNet Radio. But so first, you know, I thought I had the coolest job here at Microsoft. Man, you got me beat, really. Tell the viewers, what do you do around here at Microsoft?
Yeah, no, I am very fortunate to have a really fun job. My whole focus is on sports. So I actually, I manage on the technical side, so I have counterparts who are more on the business side, but I manage our relationships with all the major sports leagues in the U.S., sports franchises. That includes our NFL deal, which actually has a lot of people at Microsoft working on. I'm not the only one. But then we also have NASCAR and Hendrick Motorsports, PGA Tour, and we have partnerships with all of these, and Real Madrid. And then we also manage just kind of the relationships with the leagues like Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, things like that. So yeah, it's great. Like my job is really just to work with these sports leagues and help them figure out ways that they can use Microsoft technology to solve one of their business problems or many of their business problems. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent. Yeah, we might be talking about some of those other great sports like PGA and NFL, but today's NASCAR day. And I'm curious, I mean, were you a NASCAR fan before you started working with them?
You know, I've been a huge motorsports fan, and I'm kind of a car guy, too, for a long time. And I started working with NASCAR about 2 years ago, and I'd never been to a race. I'd watched them on TV, but it wasn't something I knew a lot about. And when I was asked to start working on the relationship, they immediately invited myself and my teammates out to a race so we could really experience it. And I think NASCAR knows that you really can't be a true fan until you've experienced a race in person, as you know, Blaine. It's such a sensory overload experience. The sound of those engines, what was 43 cars and now is down to 40, just the sound alone. I mean, you feel it. Yeah. But then it's the smell of the fuel, and it's the burnt rubber and all of that. And it's just an incredible experience. So after I went through that, my first race, I was completely hooked. Like literally one race and I was in. And since then, I've probably been to about maybe 20 races, and it's just fantastic. I love it.
Yeah. So I spent a whole week this time because I wanted to check all the races. I like the Can-Am Duel. That's how they qualify and what position they're going to be in. And I learned a lot about truck race and all that. And I agree. It's just the sensation of being there in person is a lot better watching on TV.
Oh yeah. Big time. And the people are so fun too. I mean, all the people you encounter, they're so passionate. They love their sport. There's technology, and then there's just good old, you know, grease and monkey wrenches too. So it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see how loyal folks are to not only the sport, but to their drivers.
Their drivers, yeah. They're really loyal to their drivers. Yeah.
Competitive conversation. So, yeah. So how'd you first get involved with NASCAR and Hendrix Motorsports?
Yeah, well, the two companies have been kind of going back and forth for a while and trying to figure out, is there something there that we could partner up on? And then the team I'm on kind of focuses on our global most important consumer accounts. So companies that are writing software that consumers use, and we incorporated all the major sports leagues and franchises into that same umbrella. So when I started working on it, we said, hey, let's go out and talk to NASCAR. We've been having these talks for a long time, but let's really try to get tactical. Let's see if there's something that we can nail down as a project that we would both benefit from. and say, let's just put all the partnership stuff aside for a minute and let's just go build something. Let's see if we can successfully build something together. Worst case scenario, we build something cool. Like, that's the worst thing that can happen. Yeah. So we started with that, and NASCAR identified that they had a very important step in the race day procedure, which was the inspection of the race cars. So before all the cars go out on the track for all three series, they all have to run through an inspection process. And when you're there at a race, you see all of these cars lined up in a long line around the garages waiting to be, you know, have the car pushed through the inspection. And they had been doing that all through paper and clipboard. I mean, it was a very analog, very manual process. A lot of people were involved. And so we said, hey, what if we just took that process and tried to digitize it? If we try to bring some technology in, it's a great scenario for a tablet, of course, in Windows 10, or at the time when we did it was Windows 8. But great opportunity for a tablet, the Surface tablet, and see if we can incorporate some more technology into it so that it becomes, you know, dynamic forms that are interactive. The process, you know, if there's an infraction caught during the inspection process, it can trigger a series of events that let the teams know what happened, what they need to do to fix it. Notifications can be sent out. So all those types of things. And what happened is we learned about how they work. We worked with them to develop a solution to that. Both teams got to know each other very well. Their developers got to know our developers. And in the process, we ended up building and delivering an app with them that dramatically reduced the amount of time it takes to go through inspection. And that frees up the teams to be back in the garage working on the car instead of standing in line. So that's what all started. Once we executed on that, it became very clear to both companies, especially at the management level, the executive level, that there's a lot that can be done between these two companies working together. There's a lot of technology to be built. It allows Microsoft to tell a really great story around a collection of our technologies, all kinds of cloud services, Windows 10, our hardware and devices, all working together to solve real problems. And in the context of a really exciting, fast-paced, you know, high-pressure, noisy environment, which is great. Like, you want that kind of extreme scenario of motorsports. Because it's one of those, like, if it works there, it's probably going to work in a lot of other places as well. So that led to us putting this partnership together.
Yeah, and I think we've got the mobile app that you want to talk about specifically around the details around the technology. How does the app work exactly?
Yeah, so the mobile inspection app is one of the many different projects that we've done with NASCAR, and we continue to make it better and, you know, add to it. So with that specific application, it started as Windows 8. We're in the process of moving that up to UWP, so Windows 10, Universal, so that we can run the app on different devices, because they have some scenarios where they want to be able to run it just on a phone, on a Lumia device. And, of course, you know, they're very excited about the Surface Hub, which I'm sure you're familiar with. You know, the large screen touch, it's like the coolest device that we all want access to, and there just aren't enough of them around. So they want to be able to put those up in their race control center so that, you know, the race directors can access this stuff more easily in a room where there's a lot of eyeballs on it. So we put that app together. It has a Azure backend for just kind of the basic infrastructure and then some of the notification services. And that piece then plays into kind of the larger project, which we call the race management system. And the key new app that we just debuted at Daytona 500, which is just a few weeks ago, was what we call Race Control 2.0. So Race Control is basically a collection of software applications that NASCAR has been building over the years, and they're almost all Win32 applications. And it allows them to keep track of things from lap times and reviewing what's happening on pit road. They have an, you know, whole infraction process there. And, you know, just all the operations systems. So what we said is let's rebuild. They needed to be modernized. They needed to have even just like major usability issues addressed. You know, hardware had changed since they had written the software, and even things around like legibility of text and resolution and, you know, all of those types of things that we address now in Windows 10 UWP. We basically said, let's just tackle that, and we'll build you a foundation that you can build then new modules into over time, including things like the mobile inspection application can plug right into this. So they can have one unified system for managing all aspects of the race. And of course, we put an elaborate Azure backend behind all of that. So that's kind of the big major application we've delivered on the NASCAR side. At the same time, going back to kind of the origins of the NASCAR partnership, we were getting very excited about all the different things that we can do. We knew that we could help on the operations side, the stuff that I've been talking about with race management and building better solutions around that. And we had talked with their NASCAR digital media team around all the great things we can do for fan engagement, right? And this is around largely around things like analytics, helping them better understand who their fans are and how to target them with the best possible content. We developed a great Windows 10 application with them that has new features that aren't available in any other platform.
I used the app during the Can-Am race. It was the Microsoft, telling who was in what position. Very elegant, very well put together. And they were doing demos of the app at the truck and trailer booth they had there for Windows 10.
Oh, right, yeah.
So it was good, yeah.
We had thousands of people come through that tent at Daytona, too. It was fantastic. So we had this, we built this great app, and I'll have to tell you offline because this is secret stuff, sure. But you should hear the stuff that we have planned for that app. There's a bunch of features that are reliant on NASCAR making some changes on the back end, particularly around what information is available to the fan experience during the race. So this is taking data off the cars, positioning of the cars on the track. There's a lot of information that they've kind of had some of it and not all of it. And we're looking at kind of, you know, how do we take that to the next level, and we can really start pulling in all that live data into the fan experience. Sure. So anyways, that's on the NASCAR side. As we talked about all these different great things we can do, and there's the enterprise piece where they're going to be running Office 365. And, you know, all of the related solutions there, SharePoint, things like that. We realized that a big part of the motorsports story is how do you make a race car go faster, right? And, Blaine, I'm guessing you would be very interested in that story as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So the challenge is that with NASCAR alone, you can't really do that because NASCAR doesn't control the cars, right? They're not the ones maintaining the cars. They're not competing to make the cars go faster. You need to work with a team. And there's a bunch of teams in NASCAR. Teams have anywhere from 1 to 4 cars that compete in the Cup Series. And then there's also, of course, the Xfinity Series and the Camping World Series that also have a bunch of cars that compete. But just taking the Cup Series alone, which is their primary main event, we wanted to work with one of those teams so we could see how could we use our technology, particularly in the data analysis and prediction, you know, using things like machine learning. So we talked to a bunch of the teams, and we ended up really getting excited about Hendrick Motorsports. So first of all, they've won 11 of the last 20 championships. So they're kind of the, you know, one of the most impressive as far as the track record teams in NASCAR. And they have the most popular driver, which is Dale Earnhardt Jr. He's actually, the fifth most popular athlete in the United States. They have Jimmy Johnson, who's, you know, they call him six time because he's won the championship 6 times. He's crazy, very talented driver. Your guy, Casey Kane, of course, who's also very talented driver. And then they had the legend Jeff Gordon, who retired last year. He's now in broadcasting for the event. And they brought in Chase Elliott, who's the son of one of their Hall of Fame drivers. He's young. I think he's 20 or 21, and he's great. He actually won the pole position for the Daytona 500, his first race for Hendrick Motorsports in the Cup Series, which is crazy, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
So anyways, long story short, they were very excited to engage with us. And, you know, all across sports, there's a general theme of everyone's collecting tons and tons and tons of data. And I think that was like the first wave of sports is getting the data. And they've been focusing on that a long time. Motorsports has been ahead of the curve versus other sports. The hard part, though, is what do you do with the data? How do you make better decisions with the data? And that's where we thought that we could be helpful to Hendrick Motorsports. They thought the same thing. Our very first meeting, they brought in their data scientists, and we just dove right into it. This was the very first like meet and greet meeting. And we got right into a full technical conversation around machine learning. So I can't give a lot of detail because a lot of this is kind of competitive, advantage against the other teams. But as you can imagine, they have a lot of data that's pulled off the car. It's not yet available live during a race, but NASCAR is moving in that direction within the next year or two. So that's we're going to get there, and we want Hendrick Motorsports to be ready for it. But we're able to take historical data and just stuff like right out of the practice laps. We can pull that data off the ECU, and then we can crunch that data and start making some more informed decisions about the different decisions that they have to make during a race. So this is, you know, all the pit stop considerations, how they set up the car. So we're really using machine learning to make predictions around how different decisions are going to impact the end result of the race. And they're already seeing tremendous benefits from that. I mean, just in the short time we've been working on that, it's been a huge plus. And we were able to actually, because it's race cars, we were able to get our own data science team in Cambridge, which are, you know, all world-renowned PhDs, to jump in and help. Because, hey, it's race cars. Why wouldn't they want to do that?
Sure.
Which is another benefit of working on accounts like this. So it's good to get volunteers, easy to get volunteers.
Sure.
So that's a big one there.
Yeah. So, well, as we can see, it's all about modern technologies to have better productivity and real-time access to data to help companies like NASCAR and Hendrick Motorsports, you know, make better decisions. It's exciting. I think we've got some footage. You want to go ahead and let's just roll the footage and take a look at what NASCAR is doing with Microsoft.
NASCAR is all about speed. It's all about innovation. It's all about accuracy. It's all about doing things quickly. Both on the racetrack and in the garage, it really is 200 miles an hour on a daily basis.
We had a very paper-based inspection process. There was no way to capture data. There was no way to see what was going on out in the field real time. No availability of the history.
There was a lot of back and forth walking. There was a lot of shuffling of the paperwork. And the process took a prolonged period of time.
We saw an opportunity to where we could use data to increase our efficiencies and to better our product on the field for our fans. So as we went out with Microsoft, we asked the officials, how do you want this to look? How do you want it to operate? They came up with a solution that provides our officials with a tool that makes their job easier. We have a lot of experience with some of our back-end services using Microsoft, and now with this mobile officiating application, we have something on the front end that gives us some mobility that now feeds our back-end as well.
With the Windows solution, communication is a lot easier. It allows supervisors, without having to walk to one end of the garage or the other end of the garage to contact them, everything's right there in the palm of your hand. Safety is a two-step process. You inspect the vehicle for the safety of the driver, and then you inspect the vehicle for the components helping the driver. And now that we have this mobile application on Windows, I can do a split screen. When I'm doing my safety inspection, I can do the restraint inspection at the same time. And I've done two jobs at one time. So we take a process that used to take 5 hours, we now do it in 2.5.
But with the dashboard in my office, I can monitor real time the progress of all 43 cars, all the dynamic movements of what it takes to get ready for a race on race day.
Well, now that I can look at this data and I can trend this data, I can go to our competition folks and say, well, do they not understand a rule, or is it there's something that they're doing or maybe something they're trying to do? So we level that playing field.
The possibilities are pretty endless of this, the information that's available. This is going to allow me to really push the future, really take today's technology and apply it to our world, our fast-paced world of 200 miles an hour.
What great footage. And also, Mike, I heard that HMS is using our productivity tools like OneNote and Skype for Business. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty cool surprise when we first started working with them. Of course, you know, they invited us to come out to a race and, you know, go inside the haulers in the garage and learn what they're doing. And they, as we were preparing, they kept saying, they're so excited. They're like, you guys have to see how we're using Skype and OneNote. They were really excited about it. So, you know, I just assumed what anyone would assume, right? They're keeping notes and they're chatting. So during a race, they had us kind of go up on what they call the war wagon, which is those big wagons they set right on pit road when you see all the cars lined up getting a pit stop. And that's where the race engineers all sit. And there's usually three or four of them, including the crew chief, that are making decisions during the race. And they're staring at, you know, data, and, you know, they have all of these kind of models that they've figured out to make decisions. And they're like, you guys got to see this. We use OneNote for real-time collaboration between all four teams. So they store everything in OneNote. So all of their historical notes on chassis setup and, you know, everything else you can imagine around the data associated with the race. But they have everything instantly available so they can quickly go back and find, you know, the last time they raced at a certain track, what decision did they make. They keep extensive notes on everything. But nice. They're all connected to the same notebooks. So that during the race, they're all adding their own notes in, and the others can all see that. And I'd never seen it, you know, OneNote used in that type of real-time atmosphere in sports. I mean, that's really interesting. And so, you know, they need to keep their eyes on the race and their eyes on, you know, the telemetry that they're looking at. So this frees them up to just be adding information and everyone else has access to it. And then related to that, they're using Skype for Business, you know, connecting into that. Of course, they have, you know, presence available in the notes so they can see who's available. And somebody can, you know, set themselves as busy so they don't want to be bothered during the race, all those things. And they're able to chat in real time. And, you know, of course, sound is part of the challenge, that they can't just openly talk to each other. It's way too loud at the race. So, again, they're just using Skype for Business just to chat. But all of that stuff, it plays into their use of Office. And they're using the other one is OneDrive for Business, so they can encrypt all of that. So all of their stuff is fully secure, so, you know, they don't have to worry about other teams getting access to that.
So, Mike, I understand that folks are looking at Microsoft Azure Stack, the new hybrid cloud platform product that enables organizations to deliver Azure services from their own data center, as well as things like media services being used in conjunction with on-prem and in the cloud, kind of a hybrid scenario, if you will, you know, because based on connectivity and network bandwidth, sometimes that's not great in the local on-prem environment. So can you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. Like we, you know, talk about this hybrid cloud all the time and people having their own infrastructure on site in their own data centers and using the cloud. And I think we usually think about that within an Office scenario. But when we started working with NASCAR, it occurred to us that being at the track, sometimes some of these tracks are really out in the middle of nowhere, and they don't have, you know, often don't have great internet connectivity. They're actually making that better at a surprising rate. But connectivity is often a problem. So when you run an event where everything's live in real time and you're depending on the cloud and you don't have a great connectivity solution, all of a sudden hybrid cloud becomes pretty interesting. And it's a totally different use case. So we're using Azure Stack with NASCAR to help make sure that all these services that they're relying upon, whether it's, you know, media services or notifications, infrastructure, storage, all those things, can all run reliably on-prem and not have a total dependency on a high-speed connection all the time. And so we're testing some things now. We can't do everything we want to do yet, but that we're working towards that ultimately. But it's ending up to be a really great use of this whole concept of hybrid cloud that, again, we're usually thinking about that in an Office scenario, but you have a huge event that attracts up to, you know, 200,000 people per event that's picking up and moving to a different city every week. And they're doing this all year long. They only have a 1 month off season. So they're doing all these races all year long and they're having to pick all that infrastructure up and airlift it to the next city. And that includes a data center. I mean, they have big trucks that are filled with servers, sure. And it ended up working really well for them. So that's a really promising use of it there.
It's kind of interesting, too, is their on-prem actually moves.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's a mobile data center.
It's a mobile data center, and that in conjunction with the hybrid cloud of the Azure Stack, and that technology brings those pieces together. So, Mike, hey, it's great having you on the show. NASCAR, Hendrick Motorsports. Man, how good can it get? It's just, it's a lot more than left turn, left turn, left turn, left turn.
It really is.
It's about modern technologies bringing real-time access to data to these large companies to make better decisions. With that, Mike, hey, thanks a lot for being on IT Time. Got any last comments?
Thank you, Blaine. It was a pleasure getting to talk about this stuff. I'm a geek, and anytime I get to talk about all the stuff that we're doing, you know, that's always fun, and share this information with everyone else. It's a great opportunity.
It's my pleasure. And with that, it's a wrap.